Hare Krishna and a very heartfelt welcome to our third episode or installment of the Gopi Gita. Let us again focus and concentrate on the situation. Here, Krishna's dearest devotees, the gopis, are sitting in the night on the bank of the river Jamuna. The bank is illuminated in two ways, by the rays of the moon, but also by the tremendous effulgence of the gopis. They feel a pain that is sharper than the fresh Kalakuta poison. At the same time, they feel a love that is more delightful than even the nectar of the gods. It would be an incomplete description to tell that the gopis were suffering. No, they experienced a combination of the intensity and sweetness of the highest prema or love of Godhead. It is said that only someone who has awakened such love in their own hearts can truly understand this divine feeling, which is, because it is directed towards Krishna, a feeling of the most intense type of sweetness. When Krishna sees in the heart such love in the life of his devotees, he feels attracted, just like the iron filings feel attracted to a powerful magnet. This is because Krishna is attracted by exclusive or single-minded focused love, which only focuses on his pleasure and is free from the attractions to anything else. At that time, when the Lord sees his devotees addressing him like this, he manifests his stunning beauty. He may manifest his divine fragrance. That comes always first. The devotee perceives the Lord's divine odor. He hears the sound of Krishna's dhoti as he approaches. Then he sees the stunning beauty and experiences the tender touch of the Lord. Yes. Finally, he experiences the magnanimity and the loving compassion. So, what I want to say with this is that this is a divine exchange between the Lord and his devotees, and we should very respectfully, from a distance, with wide open hearts and ears, relish this totally divine exchange. Let us now study the third verse of the Gopi Gita, which can be found in Srimad Bhagavatam 10:31, verse 3.
Vishajalapyayat Yala Rakshasat Vashamarutat Vaityutanalat Vrishamayat Majat Vishvatobayat Rishabhatevayam Rakshita Moho
everyone, please.
Vishajalapyayat Vyalarakshasar Vashamarutat Vaityutanalan Brishamayatmajad Vishvatobayad Rishabhatevayam Rakshitamuhu.
O crest jewel among men, time and time again you have saved us from all kinds of dangers. First from the poisonous water of Kaliyakrada, then from Agasura, then from torrential rains showered down by Indra, from the whirlwind created by Trinavata, from Indra's fiery thunderbolts, from the bull demon Arishtasura, and from the son of Maya Danava, this is Vyomasura. By reminding Krishna on specific occasions where he saved them from danger, the gopis want to point out, we are also now in danger. Since you have saved us already so many times, you should now be consistent and save us always. What is the danger? We are dying in your separation. The gopis also say, you have saved us before in a general way, because you saved the village of Vrindavan. And in that way, because we live also in that village, we were also protected. But now the situation is different. It's not general. It's not inclusive. It's not everyone suffers in the same way. No, we specifically, different from the suffering of everyone else, are burned in the fever inflicted by Cupid. In all traditions, Cupid or Amor is depicted to have a bow with arrows, and he generally shoots right through the chest and through the heart. This is the most severe wound, if you so want. Your grandmother was shot through the heart. Your father and mother were shot through the heart. Your friends who have families were shot through the heart. And maybe you have often also seen the force of these arrows, which altered or changed your entire life. But this is something else. The gopis speak of the transcendental Cupid, who is from whom millions of Cupids arise. And they say, this fever is becoming millions of times more intense in your separation, our Lord. And remember, you have saved us so many times. Ought you not save us now as well, where the misery is much stronger than ever before? The danger is more acute and more deadly. Of course, you should not withhold your mercy. Now, by speaking like this to the Lord becomes very, very pleased. The Lord becomes pleased, as we indicated, when someone exclusively takes shelter at his lotus feet. This is nicely described in the 9th canto of the Bhagavatam 4:64. Naham Atmanam Ashase Mak Bhakter Satubir Vina Shriyam Chat Jyantikim Brahman Yesham Gatir Aham Para. The Lord explains, without the devotees who take shelter of only me, I do not desire to enjoy my own bliss and my six great qualities. The Lord does not want to enjoy by himself, sit somewhere, experience his being Atmarama, self-satisfied, shanti, shanti, shanti. No, he wants to be in the ocean of rasa, and for that it needs to the Lord and his devotees. In the words of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, I do not desire enjoyment without the devotees. No, I desire more than my own bliss to enjoy the bliss of with my devotees. Both of us have spiritual forms, and therefore both of our bliss will be spiritually. And he says, I eternally possess my six great qualities, you know, wealth, beauty, extraordinary fame, opulences, etc. I eternally have these things, but without the devotees, I consider these to be barren, like a desert where there is no pleasure to be found, at least not for long. I am the one object of those devotees. When Krishna sees that, he actually becomes so attracted. We hear that from a hidden place, Krishna was all the time there, not only watching the gopis singing this song, but listening very intently to each single syllable of the Gopi Gita. So when a devotee in this world associates him or herself with the enlightened songs which are found here in the Bhagavata, when he or she relishes the content of these songs, what happens is that the heart, the stone-like heart often becomes melted and takes a different form. It becomes Krishna conscious in the form, no longer Maya conscious. The heart is almost like lac. When it is melted and poured into a mold or form, it takes on the form. Let us say if it's poured in the mold of an elephant, it becomes an elephant. So in the same way, if we listen and feel touched by the songs of the gopis, our heart becomes melted, it changes, and it takes on a form that is very attractive for Krishna to come and reveal his beautiful personality. It is important to note that the gopis were singing these songs in a very special forest, which is ruled by a very particular goddess. You will be surprised to hear this insight, but we will not be able to give it now. See you for the next installment of the Gopi Gita.